From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There was a dramatic twist in Wisconsin today as protests continue over the governor's budget plan. Governor Scott Walker, a Republican, wants to cut the pay and benefits of public employees and take away most of their collective bargaining rights. Well, today, Democratic state senators left the Capitol building and possibly the state in a boycott that kept lawmakers from voting on the plan. And it gave tens of thousands of teachers more time to protest, as Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports from Madison.
Teachers stood shoulder to shoulder in the packed state Capitol building for the largest protest here yet. While this isn't an official strike, the state's teacher union encouraged its members to be here. Many schools across the state had to shut down. Lacrosse teacher Rana Metz says she's never done anything like this.
Not in my 18 years.
Metz knows she'll face consequences for coming here. Her school stayed open today, but she says it's worth it.
We absolutely had to do this. We had no choice. And believe me, I pondered it many, many hours before I called in sick.
Teacher Diana Calopi is here for a second day to protest Republican Governor Scott Walker's plan.
Probably never go back to normal unless this gets killed.
It's been a day of conflicting reports and considerable confusion as to where the state's 14 Democratic senators might be hiding. Until the Senate staff finds at least one of them, the governor's plan can't go anywhere. Governor Walker told reporters that Democrats were pulling a political stunt and need to get back to the Capitol.
I continue to work, and I'm calling on the members of the state Senate to show up and do the job that they're paid to do as well. They don't have to agree with everything we proposed, but they should, on behalf of the people who pay their salaries, show up to work.
Walker says the concessions he's seeking on health care and pensions are modest, but unions say his plan goes beyond cuts in benefits and pay. They insist the real battle is over union bargaining rights that have been in place here for decades. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.